Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My parents and my players wanted to play based on all the health and welfare policies that we had put in place. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who gets the credit, right? That's what's great about team sports. That's what's great about specifically the game of football is nobody cares who gets the credit. I wasn't necessarily always aligned with the timing and how we went about the process, but the decision, I think the Big Ten should have been credited for that. But who gets the credit doesn't matter. It's about our players.
Most excited I've ever been to hear James Franklin's voice, as it turns out, today with the Big Ten announcement that they are coming back and playing college football, and it'll start a little bit more than a month from now, 5 weeks from now. 8-game conference schedule and then a bonus game even for the teams that don't qualify for the Big Ten championship. It now feels, Chris, to me, like college football season is here, because the last couple of weeks watching Pitt Austin Peay, watching some of the tune-up games even before that, it did not. What we were getting was such a watered-down version of college football. There was a bigger part of me that was missing the games that weren't happening than the feeling of just gratitude or excitement that we were getting any games at all. I was yearning for better games. The SEC starts next week, and now the Big Ten, we get Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State, and that will feel like a facsimile of a real college football season.
I'm not really sure what you want me to say or not what you want
well,
me
to
say.
Well, do you disagree with that? Have you been into college football yet? Does it feel like we are
I'm not into it as much as a lot of people are, though. Like, I'm not, as a baseline, into it as much as a lot of people are. But I haven't had the same feeling you've had. I'm watching the Pitt game, obviously. I'm conscious and thinking about or cognizant of the other major Power 5 games that have been going on. There's so much of it when everything is rolling normally that it's impossible, unless you are like a junkie, to completely keep tabs on everything. So I haven't really noticed a huge difference, because I just don't make the effort to try to watch every single game or have some sort of interest in every single game.
Well,
like, if right here, let me put it this way in simplest terms. If Rutgers, Maryland happens, you know, tree falls in a forest and nobody's around to see it, did it really happen? I don't know. Like, those games don't register for me.
I agree with that, but I was starting to feel like it's not a true college football season without heavyweights like Ohio State and Penn State. To go on here and masquerade around and crown a champion and go through a Heisman Trophy presentation and do all of those things and do it without programs like Ohio State and Penn State, you had, this season was going to go on with three top 10 teams completely sidelined because of conference decisions, Penn State and Ohio State being two of them. So we've seen really good programs that have been sidelined because of probation things before, stuff that has gotten them, you know, self-inflicted wounds that has prevented them from competing for national championships, college football playoffs, BCS, whatever. But this, to me, like, it never felt whole. It never felt right. Maybe if I didn't live in Western Pennsylvania and I lived in Birmingham, Alabama, I wouldn't feel this way, because I would be getting the SEC back in a week.
I think, but, no, I disagree completely. I think if you lived in Birmingham and in a part of the country where college sports or college football specifically is bigger than the NFL, even with your conference coming back, you would still feel like it was a little bit of a void. I want to know why all the other sports from the fall aren't coming back and just football is, though. That seems
is that
strange
true
to me. I'm just looking at Dominique Foxworth from over, what, at ESPN still, mm-hmm. I believe, asking out loud, are all fall sports coming back or just the ones with employees, as he puts it, football, that is. I think I am curious, like, is Penn State bringing back all the other fall sports?
Well, I can tell you I don't have the answer because I don't care about those sports enough to pay attention to what the Big Ten decided or determined with their fate. Like, I just don't.
Oh, which is the point
I didn't seek out that information.
Not because,
and no one gave it to me.
Well, they're probably not coming back because they don't make a ton of money for these schools.
Well, I don't know if there were, like, the Nebraska players, a few of them were filing a lawsuit against the Big Ten. I don't know if another fall sport, I don't know if soccer players at Rutgers were doing the same thing. You know, I think that factored into it. Obviously, watching everybody else find a way to play, you know, even these smaller rinky-dink conferences and their teams finding a way to play without massive outbreaks and major health problems, I think made the Big Ten look worse and worse and worse. Now, we still don't know. They're saying rapid response testing is what got them back, that they can test every day now, their players. They put the parameters out there. If they exceed 5% positive tests, the entire team shuts down. They put all that out there.
Didn't Coach O say, like, his whole team has had it by now?
And he said it in a way where it was like, yeah, we're out of the woods. Like, we got out of Dodge, and now we should be good to go for football season.
Why is that something to celebrate? That's the ultimate football guy approach. This.
I know.
Hey, everybody got
but
sick
I'm not
already,
at all,
so we're good
I'm not
go.
At all shocked
go
or surprised to hear a football coach say those words.
Because, I mean, do you have an opinion on whether that's, like, a healthy way to look at this or not? Or do you not care?
No, I
which
think
which is I think the well, default setting for no, most
you,
people.
But you know what though, I would have to listen back to Coach O and exactly how he said it. But if the point was our team got it and nobody was, like, horribly sick and nobody was on a ventilator, nobody was put in the hospital, and so we managed to survive it and move on from it, well, then I would look at that as a positive if that's what the intent of those comments was to say.
Well, I would say that part of the mystery of this, though, is they still are sorting out, they being scientists and doctors, like, what the long-term effects could be of this.
Yep.
Is my point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.